This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Before we get into the show, I want to talk about one thing real quick. There's a career fair that's coming up that people who have been BRAC impacted need to know about. It's called the BRAC Career Fair. And if you're a BRAC impacted employee affected by the BRAC of 2005, then you need to know about this career fair that's happening on May 18th, Tuesday, May 18th from 9 to 3. And it's going to be in Crystal City. You can find out more information at BRACCareerFair.com. Again, BRACCareerFair.com. Also, if you're a federal agency or a federal government contractor who's looking to employ a good number of talented people who are engineers, intel analysts, special agents, all the administrative people, HR specialists, and everything else. If you're looking to hire some good people, we want you to come at the BRAC Career Fair as well. You can find out information about how to register, again, at BRACCareerFair.com. Again, check it out. BRACCareerFair.com is where you need to go for those who are federal agencies or federal government contractors looking to hire, or if you're a BRAC-impacted worker, both federal employee or government contractor, then you should be at this fair. It's going to be a good event, and you can probably find some good jobs from there. Now, on to our show. Today, we've got co-CEO of A-View Central, Linda Ricks. We've had her on the show before. She's been a regular, always talking about HR issues.
Yep.
Co-CEO of A-View Technologies Incorporated, and they run AviewCentral.com, which is a federal job site. It's the other job site you should be looking at beyond USA Jobs, mm-hmm. where a lot of accepted service, a lot of other federal agencies are posting their jobs on your site and using it to find good applicants. Mm-hmm. Linda, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's great to be here. All congratulations right. on the Job
yeah,
fair.
Exactly. That's you're going to be really there looking exciting. At some, yep. looking for to hire some people as well. So
Absolutely.
We're glad you're going to be coming out.
Yep.
Now, let's talk about A-View Central. What's going on? I got some updates in yep. terms of what resume analyzer and a couple of the new functions that yeah. job seekers should know about as they're using AviewCentral.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, we instituted the Web 2.0 social networking part of AV Central a few months ago. And the result of that has been we've gotten thousands of people contributing to the forums and sure. the discussion groups, which has really been great. And it's interesting because a lot of the discussion groups may only have two or three posts, but a lot of people view those posts to get information
sure.
about how to find jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
So
really, I mean, it's not necessarily as quantity, but it's the quality of the information that's
right.
come out these discussions.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have specialized talent communities.
Okay.
We have one for wildland firefighting that supports our Forest Service right. customer. We've got specialized talent communities for acquisition personnel right. and IT and so on. IT, of course, has the most
most people participating.
Posts.
Yeah. yeah.
so, but what we as we started to watch that, one of the things we thought about was, you know, there's been so much focus on resume acceptance and things like that. So what we thought we would do was try to put some fairly good analytics around the whole process of looking for a position and understanding if you've never been a federal employee before, which is a lot of these folks,
sure.
right? So the economy's bad. A lot of folks never even heard of you know, a GS, whatever.
And let me ask this question while you're going into that. Would you say the number of people on your site using, I mean, you mentioned kind of the majority.
Mm-hmm.
If you kind of broke it up in terms of percentages, would you say, 70% are non-federal people looking for jobs?
Yeah, I'd say it's at least probably in the 80% range.
Okay.
And so what we decided to do was we put a resume analyzer on. And what you can do is you can go to, when you go into Job Search, you'll see a tab called Resume Analyzer. And on that tab, what you can do is put the text of your resume in, and it'll run an analysis engine, and it will look at terms and words. And what it does is, based on what the content of your resume has, it actually goes out then and finds job openings that match your resume content.
Okay.
So you actually don't have to do anything. You just put the analysis in there, run it, and it comes up and it says, we found the following occupational series are closer related to the content of your resume, okay. And here are the current job openings that match those series.
So it would really behoove somebody to do a good resume with all their different kind of skill sets and qualifications, right. And experience, and then come in here and go into the resume analyzer, and it may give them some suggestions about some careers, right. They may have never thought of.
Right. And so we've also, because we have the, we call it MOS translator,
right.
That's been in
for, like
the for
the military.
Mm-hmm. And now we're really amping up the private sector, typical titles, typical types of ways that people in the private sector describe their work that may be quite different from people in the federal government,
right.
Sector. So we're building this out, and as people use it, it will actually enhance the accuracy,
okay.
Of the searches. But it's really nice because it just pops up this job search, and you know, you don't really have to go in and do a job search.
Right.
You don't have to know what you're looking for.
Now, can they put their resume? Do they have to put it in? You know how in certain areas you have to put your resume in by categories, like job number one, job number two. Can you just drop your whole resume
drop
on
your
in
whole
there?
Resume in.
Okay, okay.
And it does that analysis.
Outstanding.
And
have you found that a lot of people have been using this lately?
I don't know. I should have
okay.
checked on that before I got here.
But that's a good tool, though.
Yeah. And I think what we're trying to do is get more people aware of it, because I think it's a great tool. It eliminates all of the, you know,
type the guesswork.
Word search,
yeah.
Or, you know, anything else. And then you can refine your search.
Right.
So you can go geographic location. You can
okay.
do, you know, whatever
okay.
else you want to do.
Okay.
And we, you know, give people a way to save their searches so they can have multiple types of searches,
okay.
and save
okay.
them. You can also put multiple resumes in.
Okay.
So if you have more than one, you can put multiple
in. So you can run a search on, you know, various resumes,
right.
and still have your results saved and say, okay, you did
That's
your training
right.
resume, or you did your program management resume.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. And then on the flip side of that, for hiring managers, we now have the capability for them to just go in and do a Google search of the resumes in AVU Central.
Okay.
And
now, is it this still? This doesn't mean that if they just went on Google by itself, they couldn't find the rest. But
right.
the Google is within AVU Central,
correct.
And running a kind of a search on who's the qualified candidates.
Right.
Okay.
And so what we're doing there is if you go in as an applicant on AVU Central, put your resume in whatever form it's in, could be PDF, whatever form. This is a normal Google search.
Okay.
Right. So
sure.
it's going to look for everything.
Sure.
And what you can do
the
is
only thing that comes up are candidates.
Right.
Okay.
And so what you do as a manager is you can go in, do the Google search, and it'll actually pull up the candidates. And then we give managers basically a table, and it shows the candidate, and it shows a gist from the resume that had the words in it,
okay.
that the manager searched on, just like Google does.
Sure.
It is just a kind of almost a
yeah, identical
form of
thing,
it, right?
Right? Yeah.
yeah. It's the actual Google search engine. And then there's a shopping cart. Manager can put candidates into a cart.
Okay.
And then because we still don't have the ability for people literally to apply just with a resume in the government, AVU can do that, but a lot of government agencies want a more structured analysis
right.
Provided. So because of that, the manager can then send an email to the candidates in the shopping cart saying, I have a job posted, and this is the vacancy announcement number, and if you would are interested in that position, please apply.
Okay.
So it's really useful.
And so that
an
once
outreach.
They put everybody in the shopping cart, mm-hmm. they can just shoot a blast email out
right.
to, you know, about 10 or 50 or 100 applicants who they think are qualified
right.
and say, listen, we found you to be qualified. You may be interested in this program management position with whatever agency
right.
and then go from there.
Right. So the next thing we're going to try to do is probably
now, let me ask this question. Uh-huh. Do you find the hiring managers, because you know, a lot of people hear the hiring managers and recruiters, though, you know, because
right.
when you have your resume online, a lot of people hear that they don't use kind of a search, or they don't necessarily, they're just waiting for the people to apply without them being as proactive. Which one is true?
Right. I think managers have not had the right tools
okay.
to help them be
more
active
proactive.
In recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times they've been discouraged from being active because people think of it as pre-selection or, mm-hmm. you know, something along those lines. So what we're trying to do is say, no, it's actually a really great way for a manager to be involved.
Yeah.
You do it online. It's simple. It's fast. It has a way of demonstrating a level of outreach that a lot of people, you know,
are
need
not used to
be able to support, you know, that they're out there and they're really recruiting, particularly OPM's 80-day hiring cycle. The first part is workforce planning, and then there's a strong element of manager involvement on that and outreach and recruitment. So this is a mechanism that helps a manager make that, you know, sort of fulfill that requirement. But at the same time, I think managers would prefer, at least we hear it almost unanimously, that they would prefer to be involved in the process at that point. But they haven't been able to figure out how to be involved. Mm-hmm. So they think of more traditional forms of outreach, you know, advertising, job fairs. They look at it much more traditionally. And what we find kind of exciting is, for example, when we go out to Walter Reed every month to do our job fairs, when we take a client with us, they want to go. Those managers want to go. They
right.
want to meet these folks.
Right.
They want to talk to them and, you know, get a sense of you know, what's available, who's available. So this allows them to really get engaged electronically. It's very economical. It's very efficient.
So that's a myth that people hear when, you know, they just think that some agencies just send out maybe a recruiter, HR person, and don't necessarily want to be involved. You're seeing the opposite. You're
right.
seeing that hiring managers want to be out there with the recruiter, the HR person, and meeting candidates and talking to them and maybe finding that right person.
Exactly. And one of the things that helps with for managers, I think, is a lot of times a manager, you know, may be in a particular field. Let's just take IT. They may be in the IT field, but their training and their education in IT was 10 years ago, 15
sure.
years ago, 20 years ago. So by meeting people who are in the fresh entrance into the labor market, they're also beginning to shape what they think they want in terms of skills and competencies, because they're starting to see people who have these.
Right.
So I think it's really helpful to have that connection between the actual hiring manager and the potential pool of candidates that they're going to have, you know, to choose from ultimately once the job gets posted.
That's right. And we're talking to Linda Rick. She's co-CEO of Aview Technologies, and they're the one who has the job site, aviewcentral.com. It's a federal job site that a lot of agencies use in order to post their jobs and also to hire the right kind of candidates. We're talking about some of the new features on Aview Central. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
The SATCOM report is brought to you by Hughes, the global leader in broadband satellite networks and services. Here is Tony Bardo from Hughes.
How would your agency operations be impacted if the network went down for a few hours? How about for a few days? Hughes understands the network simply cannot go down. It is not an option. Your agency's ability to share information internally with other agencies and with the public depends on a secure, resilient network that keeps operating even when disaster strikes. That means backup networks must be path diverse. Relying on a second terrestrial network that can also fail is not enough. Hughes Satellite Broadband Communications provide a true alternate path that complements an agency's primary land-based network and ensures continuity of operations regardless of circumstances on the ground.
Visit today's complete SATCOM report on federalnewsradio.com. Visit Hughes on the web at government.hughes.com or call 800-498-4909.
One little fish oil pill. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your heart, that it's great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits for your skin and brain function. But other fish oils of today are, sadly, incomplete because they don't contain vitamin D that can promote mood, energy, and bone health. Until now. Introducing the risk-free trial of Omega Berry with vitamin D and acai from Purity Products, our most powerful fish oil formula ever. The only thing our advanced Omega Berry fish oil is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering anyone a full-size bottle of fish oil as part of a nationwide risk-free trial. Plus, the best-kept secrets to healthy aging, a free book. Just call 1-800-700-1605. To request yours, you can't go to stores. The only way to get your free trial and free book is to go to the phone. The number is 1-800-700-1605. Call now for your free trial. That's 1-800-700-1605.
And now Ask the CIO, brought to you by Vion Corporation.
The Social Security Administration is developing its own standard for authenticating citizens online. Frank Bateman is SSA's Chief Information Officer.
Authentication is one of those enabling technologies that we need to get right if we're going to put more applications online. So we went out and asked the American people, what would you like in terms of authentication? What sort of information are you willing to divulge so that we know who you say you are? And we feel very confident about that.
Data is exploding in growth, usage, and retention. Count on it. And count on Vion to manage your organization through that change. Vion's file service solutions allow you to manage all platforms with an integrated management approach. This enables you to consolidate, protect, search, and archive unstructured data. With powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion will help you regain control of your IT environment. To learn more about Vion's file services, visit Vion.com. That's Vion.com.
Looking for usable news and information that helps you do your job? Tune in to In Depth with Francis Rose every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Francis explores the relationship between agencies and Congress by taking you to the hearing rooms on Capitol Hill and asking questions of federal decision makers and experts. You'll get a firsthand look at how Congress affects your agency's personnel, funding, and oversight. In Depth also looks at the relationship between agencies and contractors, companies that do billions of dollars of business with the federal government. Talk about the work they're doing for agencies, the work they're bidding on, and the work they didn't get. And In Depth will help you be a better manager. Francis talks to authors, scholars, and managerial experts about managing projects, managing your workforce, and managing yourself. In Depth with Francis Rose, every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we're talking about federal hiring issues, and we're talking with the co-CEO of AVIEW Technologies, and they run AVIEWCentral.com, which is a federal job site. Outside of USA Jobs, you have AVIEWCentral.com to find federal jobs, and also federal agencies post their jobs on there and use their hiring methods to help find good candidates. Linda, we were talking about a number of the good features you had, a resume analyzer in which people can use to put their resume on there, analyze how good it is, and analyze and maybe say, hey, I'm qualified for these other kind of federal jobs that they may not have even thought of. And we also talked about this Google search that HR managers can use. So if you're a hiring manager, you can use this and look for candidates. And this means that the candidate has to put, do they have to activate their search? I mean, can you? Okay.
Yeah.
So as a candidate, you need to activate your search within AVIEW Central and make yourself accessible so the hiring manager can find your stuff on this search while they're looking for maybe a specialized talent or specialized qualification or whatever. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other features you've got. You've got an affiliate program, and I just read the kind of the release about the Federal Managers Association joining your program. What's this program, and then what is FMA working with you guys on?
Yeah, it's the affiliate program's been around, I'm going to say, 8 or 9 years now. We call them the AVIEW affiliates, and these are generally employee service organizations that are nonprofits and are basically member-funded types of organizations. And when you join the AVIEW affiliate program, what we do is we take and create for that organization a specialized job search portal that their members can use that is responsive to pushing the right job information out to them. We also support them with training, conferences. We do a lot of really hands-on work with the members to try to help them find employment opportunities or promotional or advancement opportunities. So we have about 14 or 15 of these now, and they range from Blacks in Government, the Federal Asian Pacific American Council, the Society of American Indian Government Employees, the American Federation of Government Employees, the largest union, is part of that. Senior Executives Association, we just released this joint survey we did for the SES. They are an affiliate. And then we just had the Society of American Foresters joined us not too long ago, and then we just had the Federal Managers Association join as well. And what we try to do is we try to work really closely with our affiliates to understand what their member concerns are and try to be responsive with helping the organization, like FMA, deliver services to its membership. So that's really what the program is about. But
now, with that, and when you have maybe a specialized membership, we talked about the Foresters, does that, do you create a specialized portal where they can kind of maybe target certain jobs that are related to maybe forestry or the Forest Service or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And Society of American Foresters has an annual conference, which is well attended. And both agencies at the state and local level as well as the federal level attend. And they attract a lot of people who have forestry degrees or are getting forestry degrees. So at the last conference, which I believe was in October, we went there and put up a huge cyber cafe and helped folks that were going to be graduating use AV Central and use the Forest Service site that we have for them to look for forestry positions. Okay. So that's another way we support.
And you were also kind of educating them on how to kind of apply for these jobs.
Yep.
So really, if it's a federal, maybe kind of a association or somebody who's a member-driven organization and they want to provide maybe more services, what you're saying, your affiliate program is out there to help them provide more services, and it's for free for them. Is that right?
Right. It's we always do it on a pro bono basis. One of the folks that we signed a few years ago was the American Legion because of the need to start emphasizing veterans hiring, for example. So anything where we think there's going to be a outreach need by an agency or an outreach opportunity or a special employment program by an agency, then we try to find these nonprofit organizations and we try to hook them together so that we can provide that service to them. And at the same time, the other value add piece is our customer agencies then get the value of that outreach.
Sure.
And so they start being able to fulfill their goals and objectives along those lines. So,
with that, you talked about veterans, and I know that we talked about this, that you had a bunch of the veteran organizations in your office recently to have a discussion.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. about, and have this discussion about kind of veteran issues and maybe veterans getting hired within the federal government. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever part of that discussion that you can privy us with, I mean, what was going on?
Yeah, we actually, I think we had almost all the veteran service organizations, which are congressionally chartered organizations. So American Legion, the Iraq, Afghanistan, Veterans of America, the Disabled Veterans of America, Disabled American Veterans. They're VFW. And what we're trying to do was create a level of awareness of how, services could be provided, the kinds of issues veterans are facing. To us, have been communicated to us from the American Legion, who's one of our affiliates, and they said, we are just desperately concerned about employment. We have, a great problem with if we cannot get veterans employed quickly, then we're going to end up with, a pretty disastrous outcome.
And I know the president has been pushing on this, but I mean, are you still hearing from these organizations that this is still a problem, even though there still has been a push from the higher ups within the administration? And they've even put out, their own website about hire vets first and everything else. I mean, what's the problem? I mean, that the concern is there.
It's the concern by the veteran service organizations and by the veterans is that there are still problems with agencies not applying veterans preference correctly. And there's plenty of evidence to that effect. So it's not as if it's a fabricated problem. It's a fact-based problem. We recently had a client training and education seminar about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we brought out a gentleman. His name is Andrew Dewey. It's Dhuey is his last name. He's a lawyer that works out of the Berkeley, California area, and he has had a number of landmark cases of agencies not applying veterans preference correctly that he has handled for veterans on a pro bono basis.
Okay.
And one of the reasons we brought him out was because he had two of the six most recent landmark cases on veterans preference. He represented the veteran.
Okay.
He was requested by the court to represent the veteran. And, so he really lent just a tremendous amount of expertise to this. And, of course, the audience we brought in were all hiring staffing specialists, HR specialists from the federal government. And they were anxious to hear. So it's not like this is happening maliciously. It's more
they just don't know.
The process is so convoluted.
Okay.
Yeah. So what happened was getting them all together and then having Andy come in and do this presentation and say, you know, look, this case at HHS that he won, I think it was Marshall versus HHS, that veteran ended up with a cash settlement of it's going to be about $150,000, because the agency did not properly apply veterans' preference. Now, that veteran went through two rounds of appeal after the decision was made not in his favor, appealed it twice, and then Andy got the case, and they won the case. So the MSPB had adjudicated the case twice.
Right.
So
the Merit Systems Protection Board.
Right. And so one of the problems that we're finding is veterans just don't have that kind of money.
Right.
It's psychologically taxing, and it's also an issue of, you know, whether you have the financial stamina. So our objective in meeting with the VSOs was to say, you know, let's really get a handle on this, and let's start really approaching what is the core problem, and let's get the problem resolved.
And the core problem that I'm hearing is that it's education. It's educating and training maybe the HR people, the hiring managers, about what veterans' preference is about, how to utilize those rules and regulations. I mean, there's a lot of rules and regulations on the books.
Right.
I think a lot of times people get tossed into their jobs, and so they maybe have not read up on everything.
Right.
Is that the case?
Right. And our objective also is to and what we did when we got these cases started coming out, and these are precedent-setting, meaning these are new interpretations, so there's this added layer of nuance now, right? So when we got these cases, what we did was we embedded in the AVIEW system, when an HR specialist goes in and is generating a referral list in which veterans are eligible to be on that list, if they try to do something that is contrary to case law or contrary to regulation, they get a pop-up box that gives them the information they need right at that moment in time. So it basically says, this is
what
the reg says.
So you're keeping them in compliance.
Yeah. This is what the reg says. This is what this means. We are creating an audit trail of this action, and it needs to, you know, you need to be very careful, and you need to insert in this text box your rationale for why you are doing this. So we call them risk mitigation measures, and we put a lot of that into the application. We think that's going to be very helpful. We did encourage the VSOs to go out and ask that federal agencies be required to submit the same kind of data on veteran applicants as we provide, get government agencies provide today to EEOC on race, sex, national origin, which is the Management Directive 715 report every agency is required to submit. And it shows, you know, who starts the process, who becomes basically qualified, who gets referred, who gets interviewed. And it just you can watch the statistics flow through the applicant flow.
Okay.
So we're encouraging the VSOs to go in and say, we need this for veterans.
Okay.
It's not enough that you create a program and we all, you know, say, yeah, we should hire more veterans. It's now, let's get some concreteness around, do we have a problem? And if we do, how do we solve it?
Right. We're talking about hiring issues with co-CEO of AVIEW Technologies, Linda Ricks. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Tune in Wednesday, April 28th at 11 a.m. for ArcSight's panel discussion on cybersecurity. Guests will include Pablo Martinez, U.S. Secret Service, Congressman Michael McCaul, Richard Hale, DISA, Gordon Snow, FBI, and William Crowell, a member of ArcSight's board of directors. Topics discussed will include cybersecurity legislation, FISMA, the government's role in cybersecurity, and much more. Tune in Wednesday, April 28th at 11 a.m. right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m. and online at Federal News Radio.
You wouldn't drive your kids in the car without them wearing their seatbelts, so why would you leave them unprotected once you're gone? At Zelle Law, we help protect your assets for your heirs and provide the latest techniques designed to maximize your wealth. To learn more, call 571-203-9355 or visit us on the web at zellelaw.com. You can also join me, Wayne Zell, every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Blueprint for Wealth right here on Federal News Radio.
Federal IT and security managers increasingly must rely on integrated tools and techniques designed to minimize damage and protect their most valuable information assets with dynamic defense architectures. This environment requires routine decision-making to balance introduction of new technology with ongoing mandates for information assurance. Register today for the Integrated Threat Detection and Defense webinar, April 28th at 2 p.m., and plan to join this detailed overview of several traditional protection and computing strategies presented by seasoned security experts who will help you update your thinking about content security and data privacy, malware detection and prevention attack, and intrusion prevention. Go to digitalgovernment.com/events/webinars and select Identity Threat and Detection Defense. That's digitalgovernment.com/events/webinars and select Identity Threat and Detection Defense to learn more and to register today. Presented by Cisco.
Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, is the home of the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10, Tom and Jane navigate the world of the RFIs, RFPs, circulars, executive orders, and regulations for you, the federal manager and contractor, and deliver news, perspective, and analysis in plain language to make your agency and company more efficient. Tom and Jane speak to newsmakers and analysts live to get to the details on the latest mission-critical news and information. The Federal Drive is federal news from the inside up. The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris, weekday mornings from 6 to 10, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we're having an interesting discussion about federal hiring issues, and we got a lot more to talk about. We've been talking about AviewCentral.com, and I have with me the co-CEO of Aview Technologies, who runs AviewCentral.com, Linda Ricks. Linda, we were having an interesting conversation over the break about hiring authorities. Mm-hmm. And you know, veterans' preference is one of those things that fall under the special kind of hiring authorities that you bring people in.
Right.
You just gave me an interesting fact. I knew there was a lot of hiring authorities, but you just told me a number that astounded me. What is
165,
that? 165 hiring authorities. And what does those fall under?
Everything. It could be hiring a Peace Corps returning volunteer. It could be hiring someone on the new military spouse placement program, how you hire people under direct hire authority, how you hire people using various Schedule A, Schedule B,
sure,
accepted service authorities, temporary appointments, term appointments. So it's the entire list.
And with the special hiring, with these hiring authorities, I mean, these are special categories. I mean, break that down for people to understand what that means.
Well, it basically is the only way that you can come to work for the government is if you meet the requirements for one of these authorities. So each authority has a set of regulations that accompanies that and says this person can be hired, using a particular appointing authority.
Sure.
Or this position is being offered, like let's say a temporary or seasonal position is being offered under a specific appointing authority. So, and maybe the agency will say, we're going to hire somebody on a temporary basis or on a term appointment or as a reemployed annuitant. Or it may be, in our case, with the Aview methodology that we use, when you go in to apply for an Aview position, meaning a position for an Aview customer, you are asked a series of what we call eligibility questions. And what we do with that information is we don't just validate that you can be hired under the particular vacancy you're applying under, but we also determine all the other methods under which you could be hired. So we can say, oh, you're a returning Peace Corps volunteer, so even though this position is announced as a permanent competitive service position, we could actually hire you as a returning Peace Corps volunteer non-competitively, and then you can convert to the competitive service in 2 years. So there's a variety of ways to do that, and it's complex because it's voluminous.
Sure.
But we managed to distill it down to about three Three screens that are nested. So if you say, yeah, I once worked for the federal government, or yes, I was in the military, yes, secondary screen of questions, yes, I was a spouse of a member of the military, you get a secondary screen of questions. And then from there, we know pretty much how you can be appointed to the government.
And with that, I mean, because, you know, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
With that knowledge, when you know what kind of hiring authority you fall under, then you can kind of either talk to an HR person and really kind of know, well, listen, I should be on this list because I'm part of this hiring authority.
Right. Or you may be able to talk, when you talk to the hiring manager, for example, you may be able to say, by the way, I am a returning Peace Corps volunteer.
Okay.
So ultimately what we're trying to do is democratize the information.
Right.
So the candidate becomes more and more aware of what kind of flexibilities they have and, you know, how they can interact with the government to get a federal position. So we're trying to take the information and the knowledge that we have, put it in what we call the AV Wiki.
Okay.
It's our Wikipedia site, so that applicants can look it up and say, you know what, this applies to me. And veterans, for example, we were just talking about that. How does veterans preference work? You know, let's get the information to the veteran and, you know, get all of that going together. And we've actually asked Andy Dewey, the attorney for those two cases, to come online as a veterans advocate and actually contribute to both the AV Wiki, and he's agreed to let us use all of his materials and put that in the AV Wiki, and then also to go to the forums and give out information on the forums that veterans will be looking for.
That sounds good. One other thing before we go into this whole KSA debate and this whole KSA issue.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this, what they call a PFI for DOD.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that. What is that?
It's PFI stands for Personnel Force Innovation. It's part of DOD.
Okay.
What they do is very cool. They recruit. So if you're a reservist or a National Guard member and you're not currently on active duty, what they do is they post and I believe the initial site postings to me, maybe somewhere around 500 of these opportunities, tours where you can be activated and put on a tour and hired by a DOD component.
Okay.
So DOD components go in and they post their opportunities. And again, this is for reservists and National Guard members that are not currently on active duty or
and
are coming
reservists
off
of all
active
branches.
Duty.
Right.
Or if they're coming off of active duty. And they can go through a very quick process of putting up their experience, and then the component, the DOD component that's hiring, can pull down a list of candidates.
Okay.
And what we're trying to do is make sure that we consider military experience extremely valuable, and it's particularly valuable to DOD. So we can pull them over, and then they actually, the time that they spend in that particular tour counts for their benefits and retirement and all of that stuff.
Okay.
So it's great.
And these tours are usually about, 12, 13 months or so?
I think
where
they
can maybe
run up to 2 years.
2 years?
I think, yeah.
Okay. And what I'm hearing, tell me if this is right, is this more like if you're a reservist, you go through this whole process, this is almost more like a quick hire scenario?
You can be hired on very quickly.
Okay.
And what they're going to do is they're going to activate you and put you on this tour. Most of the tours that I have seen are stateside.
Okay.
They're not overseas. So if you were great at logistics and you maybe you're returning from Iraq or
so it may be Defense Logistics Agency that needs somebody.
Right.
They activate you. You may not even be wearing a uniform, but you may be working within DLA.
No, I think you do wear a uniform.
Oh, you wear a uniform?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Because
you're working
literally
in
on
that,
active duty. Uh-huh.
And they reinitiate you at your rank.
Right.
But then they have you working for that agency.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where can they find that at?
It's PFI. Is it PFI.us? PFIJobs.us.
So PFIJobs.us.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's where you can find it.
Personal
so this
Force
is for
Innovation.
Reservists who are looking for opportunities to work for an agency as a reservist, maybe a tour of duty, maybe 1 to 2 years.
Right.
PFIJobs.us.
Yeah. Right. And it's reservists and guard.
Reservists and National Guard. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Let's get into this KSA debate. All right. I mean, we've been waiting for this moment, so let's get into it. All right. John Berry's been, saying that he swears to God that, KSAs are going to be eliminated and everything else. There's been this proposed executive order, a draft that you guys took a look at.
Mm-hmm.
What's it saying about this whole elimination of KSAs and maybe this supposed new federal hiring process?
Yeah, I think they've kind of the publicity around this KSA let's drop the KSAs thing, is actually kind of contrary to what the actual position is. And the draft executive order basically says we want to drop the narrative requirement for narrative essays associated with KSAs.
Okay.
And I think that's a moderation of the previous, if you will, soundbite stance around KSAs that OPM's had. And really what it comes down to is an acknowledgement that you need some type of defensible and merit-based assessment of a person's skills. And there's nothing inherently, there's nothing that a KSA inherently possesses that actually elongates cycle time.
Okay.
The absence of an assessment methodology does elongate cycle time, because now we're reading narratives, and we've talked a little bit about this before, but where I think an applicant needs to be concerned is when you look at some of these things, and OPM just came out with this whole concept around centralized hiring for certain occupations and shared registered. And when we looked at and found some of those positions, what we found was, first of all, they weren't multi-agency, they were a specific agency. And secondly, they use a assessment questionnaire that has KSAs and competencies in them. Unfortunately, a lot of the competencies that OPM has come out with recently for determining minimum quals, okay, basic qualifications, unfortunately, they're not accessible in a written form.
Okay.
So things like, are you skilled at oral communication? Well, if I read your resume and I need to assess whether you're skilled at oral communication, I am not going to be able to do that very well. And it is a basic
qualification you're just kind of writing about your oral communication skills, but you can't necessarily see that person and see if they're a good oral communicator.
Right. And they may not know.
Okay.
So if we don't publish the criteria so the applicant knows that, they may not directly speak to that. This is one of the things that where people who like the essays, and I've read a lot of the comments whenever an article gets published about, let's drop the KSAs. You've got a lot of people who write in, probably the vast majority of them say, well, but then how will I know what you're going to be measuring me on? So if I don't know that to meet minimum qualification requirements, I need to possess some level of oral communication skill, then I don't put that in my resume. I may not say, you know what, I was in the debate team, or I have been in radio interviews, or I have done, these kinds of presentations, or, I've worked with people in particularly controversial situations, and I've been persuasive. So those kinds of things are the things that really become a trap for the candidate. And by not having that disclosed means you can't address it in your resume.
You just heard the voice of Linda Ricks. She's a co-CEO of AVU Technologies, and they run the job site avucentral.com. We're talking about federal hiring issues on Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
The Pentagon and Beyond, brought to you by Arinc.
Christian evangelist Franklin Graham says the Army has withdrawn an invitation for him to appear at a special Pentagon prayer service. Graham says he regrets the Army's decision and will continue to pray for the troops. Graham, the son of the famed evangelist Billy Graham, in 2001 said Islam was evil. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation is objecting to his appearance because of Graham's past remarks. I'm J.J. Green.
Have you ever wondered how the transportation industry exchanges data? Arinc knows. If you've ever booked a flight in Asia or a hotel in Europe or checked your arrival status in the U.S., this data was processed by Arinc. With one of the largest private and secure networks in the world, airlines, hotels, car rental, and travel agencies have entrusted Arinc's network to provide guaranteed data exchange. For more information and career opportunities, log on to arinc.com.
Morning stretches, biking to work, quick walks at lunch, shopping at the farmer's market, getting all your antioxidants, flavonoids, and omega-3s while staying properly hydrated. Oh, and don't forget 8 hours of good sleep. Trying to live a healthy lifestyle doesn't leave a lot of time for managing your health care. That's why Kaiser Permanente offers members My Health Manager, an online tool you can use to proactively manage health care for you and your family members 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have a question for your doctor? email your doctor's office and get a response. Make, cancel, or reschedule routine appointments. Get test results, check recent immunization records, view most of your medical history, and order prescription refills. All in a secure environment, all at your convenience, all so you have more time to thrive. To learn more about My Health Manager, visit kp.org. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Seems the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins. There's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were greedy for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-500-8257. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-500-8257, 1-800-500-8257.
Afghanistan is worse than I remembered.
These hikes through the mountains are brutal.
Heads up, there's something on the hilltop. Send in the Sug-V to check it out.
We have a robot? Aren't those only for special forces?
Not anymore. Sug-V is the robot for the infantry. This little guy's light, tough, and versatile. Perfect for exploring buildings, caves, tunnels, mountains, and other rough conditions.
The robot goes in, and we stay safer.
Yep, and more robots in theater mean more protection for more troops.
For more information, visit iRobot.com. Protecting troops. Saving lives. Making a difference. iRobot.
The Fed Cloud blog on federalnewsradio.com explores the hard issues surrounding cloud computing from the government's perspective, sharing with you the challenges, opportunities, and lessons learned from some of the top minds in the world of federal IT. Collaborate with others and help shape the discussion on cloud computing at the Fed Cloud blog on federalnewsradio.com or follow the Fed Cloud blog on Twitter, sponsored by Intel and Cisco. Two technology companies leading the cloud revolution.
You know, the federal government's the largest buyer in the world. $450 billion spent every year. But the government procurement process is complex. Federal News Radio 1500 AM can help you from the inside. We talk to chief acquisition officers, program managers, heads of the primes and subs and industry associations, all of whom understand the business of government and give you insight on the latest buying trends and processes to help you with your next bid. Federal News Radio 1500 AM WFED, your source for federal news now.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about federal hiring issues, and I have with me co-CEO of AV Technologies. I'm always stuttering on that. Co-CEO of AV Technologies, Linda Ricks, in studio with me. Always been a pleasure to have her in studio. She's regular on the program. We've been talking about this federal hiring issues, John Berry's whole kind of announcement about KSAs. And you were talking before the break about the concern that people, if you do eliminate the KSAs, that people will not know what kind of, you know, competencies these agencies are looking for, oral communication or written communication or certain kind of skill sets. How do we address this?
Yeah, I think one thing most of your listeners probably need to know is that when OPM says KSA, KSAs are being eliminated, they mean literally the words.
Okay.
They don't mean, and they prefer the term core competencies.
Okay.
And I can tell you from an applicant perspective, there's no difference.
Okay.
So I might say.
So for an applicant, you can still possibly see an essay out there. I mean, there may be a question that is an essay response. It may not be called KSA. It may not have that same wording, but it may still say we need an essay that's 4,000 characters to answer this question.
It could be an essay, or it could just be answer this question.
Okay.
And tell us the level of which you possess this. So let's take basic qualification requirement for IT oral communications. Basic qualification for contracting specialist is ability to deal with tact and diplomacy. Okay. Now, they don't call it ability to, because that would be the KSA part. They call it tact and diplomacy. So instead of putting literally the words in front of it, they're calling it essentially by a slightly different name. Now, I'm sure their industrial psychologists will go on and on about the difference, but to an applicant, there isn't one.
Okay.
And so when you're in there and you're looking at the application process and you see something like, you need to respond to some questions about tact and diplomacy and how you've engaged in your work and the things that you have done, you need to really address that. The better you can match that in your resume. So it's a structured questionnaire that you're answering. We use that. Just about everybody who does electronic applicant intake uses it, and OPM certainly uses it. So when you get to the structured questionnaire, if it does not ask you for a narrative, make sure that you are addressing that in your resume.
Okay.
Because an HR specialist is 99% of the time going to try to validate what you checked in the questionnaire is somewhere in your resume. And that may be something the average applicant doesn't know.
Okay.
So let's just make sure that it's synced up.
So what we're talking about is a possible elimination of these narratives.
Right.
But if it is an elimination of this, the resume becomes even more important in terms of making sure that you provide as either a story that shows your oral communication or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one thing I want to emphasize to your listeners, because I think that it is a struggle to try to apply for federal jobs if you are operating in an environment where you don't, you're not getting a lot of information. So don't be confused by the issue. If you see anything, whether they call it a competency or a KSA or they just ask you a question about it, just try to make sure you're backing it up. Because I can tell you when it hits HR, that's what they're going to do. They're going to look for that validation.
Well, a couple of good suggestions. And on that note, we got to wrap it up, but we're going to have to do it again. But we've been talking to the co-CEO of AVIEW Technologies, Linda Ricks, and she's always providing some helpful suggestions. If you're a job seeker, AVIEWCentral.com is where you need to be going, Beyond USA Jobs, to find some federal jobs. We'll be back next week on Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch. Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch, Friday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED. Your source for federal news now.
Is the federal government promoting sustainability and environmental stewardship? What is the federal government doing to green its operations and reduce its carbon footprint? What about the Green Gov Challenge? Listen next week as these questions and more will be explored with Michelle Moore, Federal Environmental Executive, Executive Office of the President, next week on the Business of Government Hour. Join host Michael Keegan next week on the Business of Government.
Make your dollar go further at Nationals Park. Get your writ on and watch future Hall of Famer Pudge Rodriguez, All-Star Ryan Zimmerman, slugger Adam Dunn, and the Nats battle the Braves Tuesday, May 4th through Thursday the 6th. T-shirt Tuesday. Be one of the first 10,000 fans. You'll get a free Natstown T-shirt presented by the Potomac Nationals. Miller Lite Party Night Thursday with $5 Miller products at the Miller Lite Scoreboard Walk. Spend less, get more. Go Nats. Visit Nationals.com or call 888-632-NATS.
Hey ladies, it's time to break up with the bottle. I'm talking about your sticky, messy bottled foundation, because there's a makeup that will treat you much better. Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials. And right now, you can try it risk-free. Just call 1-800-900-6737 in the next 15 minutes to find out how. Bare Minerals is naturally radiant and good for your skin. See, unlike other makeup, Bare Minerals offers complete coverage without fillers, oil, fragrance, or other irritants. It's so pure, you can actually sleep in it. Try it risk-free and see for yourself why Bare Minerals was quoted in Glamour magazine as a magic eraser and life-altering. We understand any breakup is hard. That's why we're going to make it easier to walk away from your old foundation. Call now to try Bare Minerals risk-free, and we'll also send you a free gift set. This is a radio-only opportunity you don't want to miss. So call 1-800-900-6737 in the next 15 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-900-6737.
Are you in the cloud? Whether you're managing your software on-premise, in the cloud, or a bit of both, Microsoft offers you unprecedented choice. The choice to manage the mission-critical computing resources your agency needs now with the vision, flexibility, and security features to meet many of the ever-evolving federal requirements. Cloud services from Microsoft. We're all in. Are you in?
Learn more about Microsoft's cloud services. Visit Microsoft.com/govcloud. That's Microsoft.com/govcloud.
The landmark 35th running of the Marine Corps Marathon will be Sunday, October 31st, when 30,000 runners charge across Arlington, Virginia, and through the nation's capital. Make the commitment to be active, healthy, and run with the Marines. Registration for the fourth largest marathon in the country opens online beginning April 7th and is expected to close quickly. It's time to run your favorite marathon.